Hey, Perek Ches Mishne Gimel. Nemonin ala chitin. Stamaratzim are believed on chitin. The Rav says that they're believed that they're meiser ani. Taisis Yantiv says not just meiser ani, also other matnas aniim. And the reason that the Rav only said meiser ani was because of the seifa. But let's just focus on meiser ani. So ve'ein nemonin ala kemach v'loy ala pas. However, even though they're believed on the wheat and its grain and its stalks, they're not believed on flour and on bread, because it was not the derech that the Baal HaBayis would give Meiser Ani. He wouldn't give finished products of flour and bread. Now the Rav says a little bit later that the Ani is believed to say that if he has bread and he wants to sell bread, he can say, the Baal HaBayis gave me wheat in its stalks and I crushed it and I sifted it and I made flour and made bread out of it. That he is believed. So the Rash asks in the Yerushalmi, so how come he's not believed with Amigo, even though he says, listen, he gave me the bread as Meiser Ani and I could have just told you that he gave me the wheat in its husks and I did it myself. So why doesn't he believe with Amigo that he could say that? So we know there's a klal of Migo b'makom Edim does not work. The Edim here, when we say Edim, means since it's the derech and the normal way to give only by Matnas Ani Dafka wheat stalks, so your migo won't work. That's a migo b'makom edim. You can't say that he gave me something that's not the wheat stalks, even though you have a migo to go with it. And the Mordechai says in the Shem of the Rav Haigon in Bab Metzia that when you see that there's a minhag of something, that's the way it is, that's as if it's like edim. He brings from here, it's a raya from here, that when something's like a minhag, that this is the way it goes, that's almost like edim, and you can't say a migo in that place. And the Mishnah Rishonah brings over here also that from this Mishnah you also see to many poskim in many places, that something that's customary and that's the normal way things go, that's not called a suffix at all. And it's almost like it's a vaday chashav. When something is the way that people normally do it, that's like a vaday, not even a suffix. And it comes to play in other shilos as well. Mishnah continues, Nemanon al asari shel oiris, they're believed on stalks of rice. The Rav brings down two perushim. One says it's the actual stalks, is the picture below. And one says it's the actual kernels. Now, the kernels of rice is also before they would husk those kernels and make it into the rice that we eat. But still, kernels are like little balls. You'll see a picture below, too, differently than the actual stalks. Rabbi Akiva Eiger actually says that the two perushim differ in the fact that the stalks would lechara be, if you learned that the Mishnah is talking about leket shicha and peya, that the anis believed or not believed in leket shicha peya, that would make sense with the stalks. Those are applicable to leket shicha and peya. But the kernels, he says lechara for meiser ani, because meiser ani is only done when there are kernels, because meiser ani is usually done when there's miruach, when they put them in a heap and smooth them down. That's when they would give meiser ani as well, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. So Mestama, the second shot in the Rav, was going on meiser ani, and he has a little problem with it, like the Rav usually will stick to one perish, and it's interesting that the Rav goes with both pshatim, both meiser ani and also leket shechem peh, like we brought in the beginning, but the Taisis Yantiv said on whether we're dealing leket shechem peh or meiser ani. Ve'ein ne'monon olav ben chai ben mevushal, but he's not believed, the ani's not believed on rice that's totally taken out and husked from all the kernels, whether it's raw or whether it's cooked. The Baal HaBayis did not give these over to an ani by meiser ani, and he's not believed because it's not the derech. Ne'monon ala pol, he's believed on beans, which is before they would take those little greasen out. Ve'ein ala greasen, but he's not believed on the greasen, which is the inside part of the bean. So for example, a pea is one of the greasen. And I put a picture below as well. Lochayim v'lo mufushalim, whether they're raw or they're cooked, they're not believed on those little parts of the bean, whether they're lentils or whatever they are. Ne'monon ala shemen, they're believed on oil, loymishal meiser anihu, to say that it's meiser ani, because that's the normal derech that they would give them oil. Ve'ein nemanon alav, loymishal zesi nikafu. But he's not believed on it if he says this oil came from the beaten down olives that were still on the trees after they cut the olives from the trees and there were little olives left over. So this oil came from those little olives that were left over and beaten down. That's called Zesi Nikuf. And again, in the same way, you can't say that he's believed Migo, that he could say, listen, I'm telling you they came from Zesi Nikuf, but I could have just told you it was Stam Shemen and you would have believed me. Same thing, it's a Migo B'makom Edim, because the Edim, the Derech is, they don't give oil from Zesei Niko, just like we said earlier by the bread and the flour.